Ladies and gentlemen, warnings of a seed shortage in the US and in Canada merit your attention and probably going ahead. And if you plan on getting seeds from a major retailer, getting those orders in now, because the word is that that it will be nigh impossible to do so in the near future. Let's talk about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer Broadcast.
Last year, you know, by April, there was definitely a shortage. The racks were half empty. This year, we were prepared.
According to Van Hag, there is no seed shortage yet.
And here from Modern Farmer, we see, be prepared for a possible seed shortage, as garden seeds are already selling fast. Don't spend too much time poring over these beautiful, multicolored assortments of different varieties and flavors and colors and shapes of plants. Get your orders in now, as according to these leading seed companies, they are posting out-of-stock stickers on some popular varieties, and demand is just growing. Quote, the demand has been massive, according to Mike Lizotte. There's no seed shortage yet, but some seed companies are already starting to report issues. And that yet seems to be the key word here, as the same report from Canada says the same thing. No seed shortage yet, but it's on the horizon due to the massive demand. Earlier this month, Baker Creek announced it's going to close its websites to online orders due to high order volume, which has, quote, unavoidably created significant delays in shipping. Delivery may now take up to 30 days in the U.S. So if you're already starting to look at your planting calendar and you want to avoid missing those deadlines of when you can actually start your crops, then again, get your orders in now. More from Jung Seed has a note up on its website, quote, we are experiencing some delays in seed shipments. We will continue to ship orders as it becomes available. And a surge of orders led Johnny's Seeds to limit home gardener orders to Tuesdays and Wednesdays, whereas commercial farmers, you can still get your seeds whenever you want, but we small-scale gardeners are limited now in terms of when we can get our orders into Johnny's. Burpees as well. Quote, anticipated the pandemic would create sustained demand for seeds in all product categories from cukes to flowers, with their president and CEO, quote, we have increased our resources and our capacity, but still place seed orders early to ensure deliveries in time for planting. So there you go. And here from the Bangor Daily News, same story but a different reason. Staff shortages have main seed companies struggling to fill their orders due to staffing shortages and challenges caused by the pandemic. Quote, demand has been high throughout the last several months compared to average, but we've really seen that ramp up over the last several weeks. And this shows no signs of letting up. So again, get your seed orders in soon, but more to the point, and of course, again, a similar story from Canada, no seed shortage yet. This is the time when many green thumbs are looking over catalogs or thinking about their seeds, but get your orders in now because there's an extremely high demand for seeds. All of this will be amplified, of course, by the fact that due to the Chinese mystery seeds last year, online retailers like Amazon and Wish banned sales of seeds from international sellers. So you can only get domestic seeds now, and the seed companies aren't able to even keep up with demand. So to me, what this indicates is not only should you order your seeds early, if that's what you intend to do, but more, you know, stepping back and thinking about this more critically, this centralized model of one company with all the seeds, it just doesn't scale. It doesn't work anymore. Things are breaking down. You can call it the pandemic. You can call it there's too many gardeners now for one company to keep up with their website. But the bottom line is it's up to you and me to be saving our own seeds and sharing those with our neighbors. And if you're new to this whole equation, welcome. I would highly recommend you get in touch with anyone in your neighborhood that you see already has a garden, because I assure you they have seeds and years of experience and stories to share with you, and they'd love to talk about their garden with you. You can also look for your local Master Gardeners Club. You can go check out your public library. A lot of card catalogs have been repurposed into seed catalogs now because no one's using the Dewey Decimal System anymore. And so you can often find that you can check out a seed and then return those seeds at the end of the next season, or just bring back what you haven't used. Whatever, just find seeds at your local library. Look for seed swaps. Check out your local school county extensions. There's usually ag extensions of your state schools. A lot of them will give you free seeds if you're starting up an organic garden. There are a number of terrific resources from which you can source awesome seeds. But again, the more local, the better, because those seeds are already adapted to your neck of the woods. They already know how to grow where you are. And if you're getting them from a neighbor, you get the story with the seeds. Like, oh, these happen to really enjoy, you know, the afternoon shade. I kept them in a place where they got shade from the western sun in the evening. Whatever the story is, you can get the context around these seeds instead of just getting some packet that was grown in Missouri, and now you've got to take it and make it into your own local landrace. Because again, I always say this, seeds learn and they adapt. And when you get them from a neighbor, you benefit richly from that adaptation. So look for seeds locally. And again, to your point, grow your own food, save your seeds, step away from these companies. They're breaking down already. This is what the point of this video is. This centralized model of food production, centralized website for seed distribution. They make really pretty catalogs, and I love looking at all the pictures, but it's not working. It's not scaling. There's a 30-day delay before you get your seeds. It's time to go local, and that's what we're all about here. So let's get to it, folks. Let's go grow abundant amounts of food, save ridiculous amounts of seeds, because after all, they are prolific in the amounts of seeds you can save off of almost any crop. I've got buckets of amaranth and sorghum seeds and all sorts of stuff right now that I can barely keep up with after just a couple of seasons. That's how prolific the seed production is. And if only a fraction of us got into this business, I mean, that is the definition of, that's what it looks like, a decentralized, distributed model of food production and of seed production looks like all of us starting our own seed companies. You also heard, you remember Marjorie Wildcraft saying, if only 1 in 3 people had a backyard flock of hens, we could obviate the need completely for this factory farming model of eggs. These are the solutions. We don't have to have factory farms if only a third of us have chickens in our backyard. We don't have to have Johnny's Seeds website crashing if only a fraction of us grew crops and saved the seeds from us. This is a distributed, decentralized model of food production, and it is the future, the real, regenerative, sustainable future that we want to create for our children. So join me in doing that. Thanks for watching this, folks. Please heed the warning, though. Get your seeds one way or another now, and then we can start saving seeds for the future going forward. Thanks for putting this video out to your friends so they know what's going on and they can start their own gardens. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. And if you value this broadcast and the information I bring, please help me keep it running. There's a few different ways of doing that at iceagefarmer.com/support. And I very genuinely appreciate that. For now, let's go grow abundant amounts of food, save terrific seeds, robust heirloom genetics that are adapted to our local environment, and save those with our neighbors, and have fun doing it. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.